For a few moments this morning, there is a word from the Lord. This word is found coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, the 14th through the 17th verses. As recorded by the New Revised Standard, hear the lesson this morning. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If we are in fact suffering with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. This morning, for a few moments, as I read through this passage of text, as I began to look at what is on the horizon for the church, as I understand what this week means for a lot of congregants, for a lot of pastors, God gave me this theme that God did not give us a spirit of fear. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again we stand before you in empty pitcher before our forefathers. And again, asking, Father, that you would fill us, that you would use us, that you would overflow this pitcher. Father, again, we ask that you would touch these lips, that you would be heard. Hide this body, that you would be seen. And allow your message that you did not give us a spirit of fear to be felt, to be heard, to be understood by those you've given ears to hear, by those you've given a heart to receive, and by those you've given a will to do. Father, now is the time that we know you're here. You've showed up, so now it's time to show up. Have your way, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As I listened and looked at this passage of text, and knowing what all is going on and what has been going on for some time, the church is transitioning and has been changing. We've got pastors coming, we've got pastors going, we've got churches dropping out. And we're caught in the middle trying to figure out what is going on. This passage of text seems to hit the spot right on. It is not for us to worry about those things. God didn't give us a spirit of fear to fall back into being afraid of things. If we trust and believe that we are his, then we should know that if we call on his name, that all will be well. Things change. People come and people go. Just as people are born, people die. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to worry about when we put our trust in God. He reminded us that we are his children. And we're his children because we have received a spirit that bears witness that we are his children. I know there's a lot that is going on. Charlene, this morning, she, out of fear of making mistakes, sat in that seat and has been giving us music all morning. Amen. There's nothing to be afraid of. If God has given you a gift, use your gift.
Amen.
So we're here this morning so that we know that we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what it holds, but we do know who holds tomorrow. And we know that his plans, his ways are not ours. But if we follow what he has for us, we're going to be okay. I am ever grateful for being here. Coming here 4 years ago was, I'm sure it was a fear for all of us because we did not know what to expect. But over these 4 years, we have grown and we have done exactly what God has called us to do. And if we keep the same spirit that we have today, God is going to carry us forward and through to tomorrow. So I'm asking this morning, I am reminding you this morning, not to be afraid of what is to come, but to be ready and wholeheartedly ready to embrace it with all that its wonders and glories that are to come. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, not to worry about what tomorrow brings, but to be ready for what today has in store for you. We cannot live in the past, but we can live for today. And today we're called to make disciples for Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We're called to bear witness to what God has done for us and is doing in us. It is our responsibility to make sure that we train up our children in the way that they should go, so that tomorrow when they're adults, they will not depart from what we've taught them. It is our responsibility to make sure that everyone that sees us, not see us, but see God in us. We can't worry about tomorrow. We've got to worry about today. Today is full of wonder. Today is full of joy. Today is a time of celebration. So don't worry. God's got us today. He's got our tomorrow. God's got us. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's time to walk into what is in store for us with our heads held high and with our hearts proud of what is going to take place. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. Charlene, no spirit of fear.
Tell me that.
Charlene. There is no spirit of fear in St. Luke's, because we know whose we are and who we are. And if we keep moving in the direction that he has given us, we're going to be blessed in a mighty powerful way. So St. Luke's, with your head up and a smile on your face, give God praise for where he has brought us to. And give God praise for where he is going to take us. And we're going to go there, not kicking and screaming, not afraid, but we're going to go ready for a new adventure. He didn't give you a spirit of fear. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.